So beautiful people, it's a great day in the neighborhood. It's a great day in the neighborhood, and I am extremely grateful to be alive this morning. The Lord has truly been good. He's been kind to us, and for that we have to, not we have to be, but we should be eternally grateful for that. Because if it was not for him, honey, there it is. Miss Wendy, good morning. If it were not for him, would not none of us be here on today? So we are going to go ahead and dive in. We're going to look at a couple of verses that I want to talk about. It's a question. So I want to ask you the question. So here it is. Do you want long life and happiness? That's the question. Do you want long life and happiness? I want y'all to answer that. Felicia, good morning. I want us to answer. Do you, Natasha, want long life and happiness? That's the question. Don't be trying to read into it. Don't be trying to finagle your way in. Here's the question for today. Do you want long life and happiness? Because let's be honest. When we talk about what we want on this earth, many of us say, I just want to be happy. Miss Patricia, good morning. I just want to be happy. John, good morning. All right, cut off time. I just want to be happy. I want to live a long life, and I want to be happy. If I live a long life, then that means that I'm going to be around for a while. I'm going to be around for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I want long life and happiness. So I don't want to just live long and be miserable, okay? I don't want to just live long and be miserable, but do you want long life and happiness? I have a couple of things that's going to help us along the way to assist us in living long and being happy. Oh, living long. There's our title of our message for today. Living long and being happy. Not living large, okay? But living long and being happy. That's what I want to do. I want to live long and I want to be happy. All right, let's ride. Living long and being happy. So let's all, I'm going to go on my little page here. And I'm going to work with it too. Living long and being happy. Living long and being happy. Oh, that's what I want. So here we go. Psalms 34 and verse 12, 13, and 14. So do you want to live long, or do you want long life and happiness? Would you like to enjoy life? Here's the other question. Would you like to enjoy life? So enjoy life, live long, and be happy. Enjoy life, live long, and be happy. That's the goal. Enjoy life, live long, and be happy. Enjoy life, live long, and be happy. So here it is. Would you like to enjoy life? Do you want long life and happiness? Here's number one. This is how we get there. Then, if you want it, then, number one, keep from speaking evil. Keep from speaking evil. If you want to enjoy life, you want to live long, you want to be happy, first thing, keep from speaking evil. Make sure you are watching what comes out of your mouth. Do not spew evil. Don't let evil come off your lips. Don't let it come off your tongue. First off, you got to make sure it ain't in your heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So if there is no evil in my heart against my brother, my sister, against anybody, then I won't speak it. And that's why a lot of people can't be happy, because the majority of the time we are focusing and speaking evil. You want to live a long life? You want to enjoy life, live long, and be happy? Keep from speaking evil. Out here running your mouth by anything and everything that ain't right. Keep it off your lips. I don't have time. Listen, I'm gonna keep evil off my lips because you gonna reap what you sow. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. What? I don't want to put a damper on my life, because that's all I'm talking about regarding somebody else's life. Why I gotta mind my own business? This just all little bullet points under. Then keep from speaking evil. You have to be, be mindful of being around people that's always got something negative to say about everybody or about anybody. I'm concerned about me. Everybody got to be concerned about themselves. Everybody got to govern their own thoughts. Everybody got to bring their own mind under subjection. Everybody got to realign their self with positive energy. Everybody got to do that. Everybody got to do that. So for me, I don't have no control over what everybody else say. I don't have control over what everybody else do. That's not my responsibility. So for me, because I'm trying to enjoy life, because I'm trying to live long, because I'm trying to be happy, then I got to make sure I ain't speaking evil. So grammatically incorrect. But that I'm not speaking evil, because I got to eat what I speak. What happens? Here it is. What happens when you have to eat what you speak? Listen. What happens when you gotta eat what you speak? When you gotta live on what come out your mouth? It don't matter if you saying about other people. It does not matter if you saying about other people. What happens when you have to eat what you speak? That's number one. Do you want long life and happiness? Point number one. Then keep from speaking evil. Point number two. Keep from telling lies. Just be honest. All this volunteering lines and stuff like that. Ain't nobody ask you for that. If you ain't got it, you just ain't got it. If it ain't you, it just ain't you. If you don't know, you just don't know. If you gotta face the consequences, then you gotta face the consequences. Whatever you do, keep from telling lies. Stop lying on them people. You don't even know them people. You don't even know that girl. You don't even know that guy. Just lying. You know good and well you were late because you woke up late. You got up late. You was being lazy. You ain't got caught by no train. And it wasn't no wreck on your road. Keep from telling lies. I'm telling you, this is how we enjoy life. This is how we live long. And this is how we be happy. We ain't gonna make up nothing. Listen, people, how these people live now? I ain't lying in Miranda. How these other people live, if it don't have no direct connection or it does not affect you any kind of way, leave that stuff alone. Leave people life alone. Don't be exaggerating. Don't be making up stuff about them. Just leave them folks alone. A liar will not tarry in the sight. You don't even get in front of you. Just lie about everything. You know people like that? When you really look, and when you really just kind of peep in and look close, you realize that's why they miserable. That's really why they can't enjoy life. They just out here lying on everything, lying about everything. No. Mm-mm. No, just be honest. You ain't got it, you just ain't got it. And I mean, when I say you ain't got it, I'm talking about you ain't got anything. Just ain't got it. And a person who lie, you got to go around defending everything you say. When you build up and create this pattern of this history, this reputation of being a liar, you got to prove everything. I mean, you got to go. You can't be happy because you try to prove that you telling the truth. Now, you know it's some people like that. You be like, they say something, you be like, you got receipts? Can you prove it? You looking for corroborating witnesses because they have a history of that. And people who speak evil, people who right here lying and things, right? When they doing stuff like that, you know, you can't trust them. And they can't, you can't enjoy life. Cause you can't be happy cause you still trying to remember what you're saying. You trying to remember what you saying. You trying to remember what you said and put the pieces together. Just can't be happy. I am convinced I'm going to enjoy my life. And sometimes that means you may not know everything that's going on. You may not go to everything that's happening. It's not that you ain't happy for people, that you don't want to celebrate people. I just want to enjoy life. And sometimes we can get in certain environments and atmospheres and it just throw a crinkle in the French fry. What an analogy. It could just put a damper on your spirit. Like when you got that damper on your spirit, it's hard to just enjoy life. It's hard to be happy because it's like, you know, man, just got all this stuff going on. I'm just going to be happy. I want to enjoy life. And sometimes that means you streamline your associations and your friendships because people who, again, they speaking lies, speaking evil, and they telling lies, and you can't enjoy life like that. Cause you gotta wonder now, I'm hanging out with people, possibly hanging out with people that's out here lying on me, depending on who they get around, depending on who they hanging with that day. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. Nope. I don't think I'm better than nobody else. I don't think I'm not uppity by any means. And this things that you have to say to yourself, I'm not uppity. I don't got no problem with nobody. I'm just trying to enjoy life. I don't want to have to be wondering if they whispering about me. I ain't even there, so I ain't even got to focus on it. I'm going to be happy now. I just want to be happy. Kurt. I don't even know the words. But anyway, that's the whole point. One, if you want to live, you want to enjoy life, you want a long life, you want happiness, keep from speaking evil, keep from telling lies, turn away from evil, and do good. Now, you can separate those two. It ain't no comma in there. But I'm going to put them together. Turn away from evil and do good. Here it is, just blank. Just do good. Focus on the good in life and just do good. This is how you enjoy life. You do good. Cause I don't have to worry about nothing wrong, nothing bad coming back on me. And I aim to live that type of life where I don't have to worry about no backlash for how I treated somebody, backlash for how I done somebody. I'm just doing good to everybody. Doing good to everybody. I'm trying. Here it is. Somebody say, I'm trying. I'm trying to bless those that bless me. I'm trying to bless those and love those who curse me. I'm just trying to do good to everybody. So I ain't got no excuse to not enjoy my life. Turn away from evil and just do good. That's simple. It's really simple. I'm just going to do good. I'm going to do good to people that don't even do me good. My aim is to do good to everybody. I don't care who they are, where they come from, where they live, how they act. I just want to do good because I can't, again, I ain't in control, right? I ain't in control of how other people do me, but I ain't got to give an account. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I don't have to give an account for what other people do with their life. I don't have to give an account for how other people treat other. I'm only responsible for how I treat people. And for me, I'm going to do good. I'm just going to treat you good. I ain't got nothing good to say. I ain't saying it at all. I'm trying, y'all. Lord, I'm trying. That's a good one. Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying to follow your example. And I'm trying to just do good to everybody. Just stop. Turn away from evil. Turn away from it. Go a different direction. Opposite of good is evil. Opposite of evil is doing good. Simple. All right. Turn away from evil and do good. And the last thing, number four. To enjoy the keys to enjoying life, living long, and being happy. Strive for peace with all of your heart. That's a good way to close this thing out. Strive for peace with all of your heart. You want to enjoy life. You want to live long. You want to be happy. Psalms 34 tells us, 12 through 14 tells us, then stop speaking evil. Keep from telling lies, turn away from evil and do good, and strive for peace with all your heart. I'm striving for peace. That's why sometimes you just striving for peace. Sometimes mean you just got to let that thing go. Ooh, somebody write it for me. Somebody say it with me. Let that thing go. Because if you want to live long, it's got to be, you have to pick your battles. Not every battle is worth you fighting. Not every battle is worth your effort. Not every argument is worth you aiming to win it. Sometimes when you strive for peace, hear me, you just got to say, you know what? I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to let them have it. You can have it. Let that thing go. Let that thing go. Why you ain't talking about it? Why you ain't dealing with it? Because I'm striving for peace with all my heart. I want to have peace. So I got to let that thing go. It's going to be hurtful. It's going to be painful. It's going to take a lot of restraint, a lot of discipline, right? But I'm going to let that thing go. Because I'm trying. I'm striving for peace. Look at that. With all your heart. With all your heart, with all my heart. I don't want no part of my heart to be feeling any type of way about nothing. So I'm just going to let that thing go. I can afford to lose this one. I can afford to lose this one. This one I ain't even worried about. You know, sometimes when you got a little change, okay? I got a little change. When you got a few little change, you got a lot of little change, right? And just say you giving whatever the people giving you your money back, and you drop that one little penny, and it's done roll to a point where you really like, you know what? I can afford to let that one go. Whew, gracious, I can afford to lose this one. I ain't got to fight. I ain't got to get out in traffic. I ain't got to make no scene. I ain't got to be seen. I can afford to lose this one. It's not that important. When I look at the grand scheme of my life, when I look at the big picture of my life, I can afford to lose this one. And sometimes we don't see the big picture, so we feel like we gotta fight every argument. We gotta fight, and we gotta not just fight it, but we gotta win every argument, every conversation, every debate. We gotta come back at every lie. We gotta address everything. Sometimes it's okay. You can afford to lose this one. You got so many other victories. I got bigger fish to fry, so I can afford to lose this one. I'm just trying to strive for peace with all of my heart, which means it's some stuff I got to let go, and I got to be honest with myself. Like, I can afford to lose this one. I don't need to win. I'm not trying to win friends in this situation. I'm not trying to win over. I can afford to let this one go. I can let you. Why you ain't, girl? Normally you would. I can afford to lose this one. You know, where I'm trying to go in my life, what I'm trying to experience in my life, enjoying life, living long and being happy. I can afford to lose this one. I can afford it. Okay, you got it. Okay, you got it. You can have this one. You know what? I'm going to give you this one. You right. I'm going to give you this one. You know what? As a matter of fact, because you tell people you're going to give them, they think you're giving them a handout. So, no, you know what? You got it. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can say about it. I'm striving for peace. I can afford. And you got to say to yourself, you know what? I can afford to lose. I can afford to lose this argument. I can afford to lose this. It really. And why can you say I can afford? I can afford. Because when I compare. Whoo, help me, Lord. When I compare this situation. When I compare this incident. When I compare this right here. With my desire to be at peace, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. In the grand scheme of things, it is not worth it. But here we are, unhappy because we couldn't let it go. In a hole, in a ditch, broke up, got everything going swell for us. But this one thing, we just, for whatever reason, it's more important than our happiness. It's more important than us being able to enjoy life at this moment. And so we hang on to it. We fighting that thing. It's in the grand scheme of things now. I can afford to lose this one. That's the best takeaway from this morning shift today for me. That's the best. That's all of it was good. All of it was necessary because it's in the word. All of it is necessary. But I think as we are closing out, as we're closing out the morning shift for this morning, my biggest takeaway is you can afford to lose this one. I gotta wisely pick my battles. Hear me now, I'm talking to you. As you go through your day, as we done talked about these four different things, as you go through your day now, I want that part of it. Really, you can choose what you want, but I really want that to like really stick out at you when you are facing conflict today, when you are facing some form of opposition today, when you dealing with something in the day. This it. I can afford to lose this one. I don't have to clap back on this one. It ain't worth it. I don't have to address this. I can afford to lose this one. I'm gonna let them have that. It was a cheap shot. Came at you, charged at you, attacked you. But I can afford to lose this one. Cause when I look, this you, them, that, whatever. Mm-mm. I ain't worth it. If you know, you know. I'm striving for peace with all my heart. I can afford to lose this one. I'm picking my battles. I'm picking my battles. I'm choosing. I'm not letting somebody else. Here it is. Don't let other people choose what battles you fight. They're not striving for your level of peace. Talk this, Smith. They're not striving for your level of peace. So they can't understand why you ain't got nothing to say. Why you don't have a comeback. Why you ain't ready to just... I'm striving for peace. This is what's ensuring that I'm enjoying life. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to live long. And I'm going to be happy. And in the context of all of that, I'm going to pick it. Sometimes you, y'all can have that. They can have it. 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 That's it. You can have it. Just trying to be happy. Listen, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift to where shift happens. Hopefully I said something to help you out today. Listen, y'all. Keep from speaking evil. Keep from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. And strive for peace with all of your heart. Strive for peace with everything in you. Right? Strive for it. You can afford to lose this. Lose this battle. Win the war.